Tensions are rising in Egypt between pro-democracy activists and military authorities who took control of the country in February. Critics say the Egyptian army is determined to remain above the law while it silences its critics. They say that's why 12,000 civilians have been detained and tried by the military since February. It is not an auspicious climate ahead of Egypt's first post-revolution elections later this month. Ursula Lindsay has more from Cairo.
A few nights ago, protesters gathered in a traffic circle in downtown Cairo. Then they headed, loudly and angrily, to the military prison where blogger and activist Alaa Abdel Fattah is currently being detained. Abdel Fattah and fellow activist Baha Sabr were called in for questioning on October 30th and refused to acknowledge the authority of the military prosecutor. Abdel Fattah was taken into custody. "Down with military rule," chanted the protesters. "Take one of us, you'll get 100. The generals who rule the country maintain that military courts are necessary to preserve law and order because they're fair and quick. And because the country is currently under military jurisdiction, the courts are perfectly legal. Activists and human rights groups say the trials are arbitrary, unfair, and a form of political intimidation.
All the lawyers we've spoken to have said it's a sham. You're tried by the military. Most of the time you're tried collectively. So there's like 30 people there, supposedly with the same crime, and they all get prosecuted together and they all get the same sentence within 5 minutes to a half an hour.
Shahira Abu Elayel is one of a group of young activists who has been working on the No to Military Trials campaign. For months now, the group has been inviting the family members of young men detained and convicted by the military to speak out. The mother of a young man arrested in Tahrir Square asks, "What kind of a revolution is this, where the kids who made the revolution are arrested, and the thieves who robbed the country and humiliated us are still free?" Activists like Abu Elayel contend that the point of military trials is not to maintain law and order, but to create a climate of fear. Many ordinary Egyptians with no political affiliation, who just happen to be at the wrong place at the wrong time, also go through military courts, says human rights researcher Heba Morayef.
From a human rights perspective, every single one of those should be retried before a civilian court, and that's an extremely hard battle to fight when you're up against the military that has absolute executive and legislative power.
When it took power, the ruling army council promised it would hand power to a civilian government in 6 months. It now looks like they could remain in charge till the summer of 2013, when presidential elections would finally take place. Not only does emergency law remain in place, the generals have added new provisions to it. Blogger and activist Alaa Abdel Fattah has become the latest symbol of what Morayef calls a message being sent to all young activists.
Alaa Abdel Fattah is very significant. It's not only that he's one of the most vocal and high-profile critics of the military, but also that he, you know, is one of the most active protesters. And I think that the military makes very targeted choices, and they believe in sending signals.
In fact, one military spokesman said that criticizing military trials is itself a crime. In recent months, the authorities have shut down television channels and programs and summoned journalists for questioning. Shahira Abu Elayel.
The local media is being held hostage. They're not allowed to criticize the army. They're not allowed to speak of any truths that are happening on the ground.
Abdel Fattah has been detained before, in 2006, by the Mubarak regime. The fact that he's in jail again is part of a general sense of déjà vu in Egypt these days. The country will hold what should be its first free parliamentary elections at the end of this month, but it feels like none of the fundamentals have changed. Heba Morayef.
Egypt is not better off in terms of human rights protections from where it was a year ago. We still have the main executive power in the country, which is the military, which sets itself up above criticism and above the rule of law.
In fact, military leaders are pressuring political parties to pledge that in any new government there will be no civilian oversight of the army. At a meeting on Tuesday, the government asked parties to sign on to a series of constitutional principles that stipulate, among other things, that the army's budget will be secret and that its approval would be necessary to declare war. Most of the parties walked out of the meeting, threatening protests and a second revolution. That may be the only real change so far since Egypt's revolution, a belief that people power can make a difference. Freedom, chanted the protesters the other night as they marched to the military prison. They still have a long way to go. For The World, I'm Ursula Lindsay in Cairo.